Well, hello, my friends. Whew, where do I begin? Well, I thought I'd start off by talking about what this podcast is going to be and who I am and where it's going to go. I'm Becky. A lot of my friends call me Mrs. Medicinal because I've been raised in a life of natural living and I've known remedies from a young age. And you know, as I've grown older, I've gotten more into remedies myself and learning more about, you know, mind, body, soul healing, whether it be, you know, raising your intuition to listen to your voice, which is such a true medicine, or feeding yourself better with high vibrational foods, or using the right herb for the ailment you're dealing with, or whatever it may be, dealing with different types of medicines. And the name is actually dubbed for me as my husband's old manager at the time. He had had a hangover. So I decided to send him a nice little care bag of some activated charcoal and some B-complex. I made him some fresh green juice and sent it all into him for work. And, you know, he loved it and ended up, you know, texting me later and was like, thanks, Miss Medicinal. And I was like, whoa, great name. And from then on out, I, you know, carried on the name and took it. And it's been a great name, actually. And I don't just focus on, you know, body healing. That just kind of comes with it all. But I love focusing on, you know, spiritual healing and getting really deep into our shadow work and looking at the sides of ourselves that we wouldn't usually look at to see what is actually going on, like how we're manifesting what we have going on in life and how we can overcome that and, you know, align our lives to be more elevated to what we want. So I have started this podcast to kind of just like talk and talk about topics that maybe people want me to talk about, or just talk about what the fuck I feel like talking about. But all it's going to be in the end is a dose of real fucking medicine that you're not going to take it lightly. I don't sugarcoat anything. I can't. It's almost impossible for me to be gentle, even though I elevate myself to be a gentle parent, but I don't feel like I should be gently parenting adults. And I decided to do this to really bring it. It was put on my attention by one of my best friends, and it's just come up from multiple people after conversations. They're like, man, you should do a podcast. I just love listening to you talk. So I hope to bring that to everybody else that is ready to listen to me talk and ready to hear some real fucking medicine. So about me, I'm a Reiki master practitioner. Don't practice that much other than what I want. I'm into crystal healing. I do some tarot, oracle. Mainly use a lot of my intuition and tapping in and using my clear cognizance to really just like bring in messages that are needed to be brought in, that just kind of appear from nowhere, as it seems. And using my gifts that I have attained from a young age. And, you know, I always knew I was a healer. I would, when I was younger, rub my dad's feet to help relieve his back pain. And for some reason, I knew that rubbing his feet would help his back. And he would always tell me how, you know, for days after, he wouldn't have any pain and any struggling. And my dad was a physical labor worker. He worked on his feet. He was really active. And, you know, his job was tiresome at times. And, you know, to have that relief, you know, and to be able to offer that relief. And actually, as a young age, I was, you know, intuitively performing reflexology, which I never knew. My mom had brought it up a long time later, you know, my stepmother who married my father, and she brought it up to me and said, oh, you know, you're doing reflexology, right? You know, my mom's always been into natural healing, like organic living, everything natural, like natural products. You know, she turned me on to so many things in my life. And for a long time, I rejected it because she was my stepmother. We had our own beef with that. But you know, I ended up learning it along the way. Ooh, if you can hear the cat in the background jumping around like a psycho. So I learned it along the way and decided to, you know, start looking into it myself and start taking courses and learning more that I could learn, and just continued on with that and just flourished. And, you know, I never really did that great in school. I never liked school because I hated that mandated learning, which you'll learn over time, which is why I'll be unschooling, homeschooling our children. I have two kids, by the way. We'll talk about them later. But my mother was always encouraging me to explore new things, and, you know, and I just was never into it. Anything I was into, my dad would shoot down, like, no, you can't do that. You know, I lived a really sheltered life where if I didn't align with my parents' beliefs of Christianity, that I would be told I was going to hell, or, you know, God doesn't agree with that, even though it fully aligned with my soul. And I was turned away from my inner being for so long due to their religion. And it took me a long time to come out of the cage of religion. But as I got close to a friend of mine, she really introduced me into the spiritual world, where I was already into it and drawn to it, but I was scared of it because I still had this instilled fear in the back of my subconscious telling me that that's wrong, I'll go to hell, and all these different things where I'm going to be condemned, God won't love me. All these different things in the back of my head pulled me from actually pursuing things that aligned with my soul. So she brought me into this world, and I started, like, I always loved crystals, but never really looked at them as crystals. They were just really rocks to me. But I was always drawn to them and never really knew why. I never knew much about them. More of like a geology type idea. And she brought me into the world and just, like, really loved me through it and allowed me to ask questions and understand and just become more and more elevated of what I needed in my life and what was going to bring me on my path. So here I am as a mother of two kids, Landon and Ella. Landon's 4, Ella's 3. Wife to a husband, Jeremy. We'll talk more about our marriage and how we raise our kids and just different things along the way, but this is just to introduce you to me and what I'm about and, you know, my lifestyle. And as we go on more, I hope you continue to listen and enjoy and embrace the information I have to offer that comes straight from the universe, that, you know, from traumas and lessons I've overcome, that's really helped me to come into a place of sharing that with others. And I'm just ready to full front take the lead of really sharing to others in a way that makes me comfortable. I've sacrificed myself so many times to put information out for people who aren't ready to listen to it, where this, I just show up as I am. As long as my throat's not done, I can speak. And as a Gemini, it's something that is huge. I have to talk. So having this outlet for myself, also I feel beneficial, as I'm also contributing to others and doing a service. So that's really it, and that's me, and I hope you start to enjoy Miss Medicinal's talk show. Have a great day.